And again, sorry I'm going so fast, trying to beat a number of things. It's a little bit late. The research went long and actually personal things got in the way. So whatever, it is what it is. Hello, nerds. Welcome once again to your weekly nerd news update. As usual, I'm generally nerdy, and here is the news. In today's episode, we're talking about all of the casting going on at the Netflix Fall of the House of Usher series. David Lynch is debunking rumors around him, and Streets of Rage is apparently the next gaming adaptation into movie land. We have all of that and a lot more. So first thing, though, we do have a little bit of housekeeping. There are, like, I am just going to keep reminding you in the housekeeping section, we have a lot of cons coming up. We have actually, as a matter of fact, first week of May, there will not be any episodes at all. We won't do a live episode. We won't do a regular episode because, personal reasons, actually, I have family time to do that week and it just needs to happen. So you have been warned. We also have a bunch of local cons coming up. Hopefully, we'll be able to hit Denver Comic Con as well as Salt Lake Comic Con this year, get some coverage, get some interviews, so on and so forth. All of that being said, as these things roll out, I will keep you posted like I just did. And we're moving into the news now. So we're going to TV streaming. TV streaming, we do have follow-ups and we have one gigantic follow-up. But first, we have a follow-up on The Witcher. There is casting for The Witcher. We have Robbie Amell. It has been cast as Gallatin. Again, going to mispronounce these names, and I apologize. Manger Zhang as Milva. Hugh Skinner as Prince Rodavid. Sure. Again, not super familiar with the franchise outside of the series, but okay. And then we also have Christelle Elwyn as Missile. These are the new cast members for season 3. Season 3 is actively in production. That is our follow-up. And now let's get to this giant, giant beast of a follow-up, and that is Fall of the House of Usher. Technically, this is actually two follow-ups, though both are casting announcements. So first thing, Frank Langella, who we talked about previously as being cast in this series, has actually been fired from this series for very dark reasons, that the kind of stuff that we don't really get into on the channel, sadly enough. They are about halfway through filming, and they're going to be refilming everything that Langella has done. He was cast as Roderick Usher, who is one of the leads, one of the patriarchs, I believe, for the Usher family, the way that they're going to be doing it in the series. So he's going to be recast, and everything he's done is going to be reshot. So that sucks in multiple ways, and hopefully all of this nonsense gets figured out and we know exactly where everything stands. But that's only the first of two. The second one is gigantic, so bear with me, if you will. So we have casting. We're going to go over all of the known casting and then the new casting. So Carla Gugino has been cast. We know this. We don't know who she's been cast as. We do have Mary McDonnell going to be Roderick's sister, Madeline Usher. There's going to be Carl Lumbly, who's going to be Poe's legendary investigator from the Usher story, C. August Dupin. Mark Hamill is going to be another mysterious character. And then we have Henry Thomas, who is going to be returning. Now we're into new casting. So Henry Thomas returning. This is the eighth time he's worked with Mike Flanagan. Then we have Samantha Sloyan, Tania Miller, Raoul Coley, Kate Siegel, who is Flanagan's wife, so of course. Sarian Sepkota. Apologies for the mispronunciations of the names. Katie Parker, Michael Trucco, Malcolm Goodwin, Crystal Bellini, Kylie Curran, Paolo Nunez, Aya Furikawa, Matt Bidell, Daniel Jun, Ruth Codd, Robert Longstreet, and Annabeth Gish. Many of those are returning cast members. Many of those are new cast members returning with Mike Flanagan, because none of Flanagan's stuff is technically sequel, whatever. Yeah, going to be awesome. Just going to be freaking fantastic. This is such a studded ensemble of a cast that I'm just super freaking excited that it's happening. I'm just going to keep gushing, so we're going to move on. Next, we have another casting announcement, but this one's going in reverse, and this one's for The Flash on the CW. We have been informed that Jesse L. Martin, who plays Father Joe West, Iris's dad, Wally's dad, so on and so forth, is not returning for season 9. He is going to be going to NBC's The Irrational, whatever the hell that is. We know how well this worked over on The Walking Dead series for Lauren Cohen, so maybe if they go for a season 10, he'll return. But as it stands right now, that is not the case. So we're moving on. We do have some new trailers to get it out of the way. Sorry I'm going so fast, trying to beat a number of things. It's a little bit late. The research went long, and actually personal things got in the way. So whatever, it is what it is. Trailers in TV streaming. We have Love, Death, and Robots Volume 3 is already giving us a trailer. I'm super, super excited about this. The trailer, though, uses a lot of recycled bits from the first two volumes, because it's Netflix, they're calling it volumes. Uses a lot of bits from the first two volumes, but there's still some good little tidbits about what we're going to be catching in Volume 3, which looks to be a little bit more in line with 1 than 2, which is definitely the way I would want it to go. And Fincher is Fincher, so it's going to be fantastic either way. And it's absolutely a trailer that you should watch. It kind of psychs you out at the beginning, so don't think you've clicked the wrong link, because definitely didn't link to what you think it is the first 5-10 seconds. It very quickly becomes Love, Death, and Robots. But yeah, next we have one that's got me super freaking excited. Kids in the Hall is making a return to television, kind of. Is actually going to be a streaming series again on Prime. It's launching May 13th. This is a 26-year hiatus for the Canadian sketch comedy troupe, and wow, just looking at the storied career of all of these guys since this series was on back when I was a kid on, I believe in the States it came over to Comedy Central first, but it's been on a number of other things. I think it was on Sci-Fi for a hot second. CBS even had some episodes. So very interesting history behind this show. It is freaking ridiculously hilarious. I love literally all of the actors in this. Again, we're moving as fast as possible, so I'm going to try and not dwell on this one for too long, but there are two links for this down in the description. You have the regular trailer plus the Red Band trailer. Go watch both of them and try to not laugh your ass off. That is what we have for trailers. We do have some news in TV streaming. First up is a piece about an IP called Humanimals. Okay, so NFTs are, at least for the time being, not going anywhere. And so this is around a new series of NFTs that is going to be launching soon. You do not have to buy the NFT in order to appreciate the animated series that is going to be launching around it as well. It is just going to be marketing, though, for the NFTs. So that piece of this out of the way. The other part of this, the reason it made it onto the radar is because Vic I'm not going to be able to pronounce his name. Dude that did the voice on Brawly and Dragon Ball, and you know, the guy who was disgraced and got booed out of Comic-Cons a number of times because he got accused, even though he was never charged of certain things that you were not going to get into, because again, we don't cover such things on this show, but he has been signed on to play the lead for this show, which, man, he really must be hurting for work if that is the work he's getting. He's doing an animated NFT ad, effectively. No word yet as to where this series is going to be streamed, though it is going to be streamed, because no terrestrial television network is going to pick something like this up. Crunchyroll, Funimation, none of it. So that's where we sit on Humanimals. Oh man, this is, part of me really hopes this actually doesn't happen, but I mean, everybody needs a livelihood. This is what Vic does for a living, so I hope eventually he can get cast in something that's worth his time and not this garbage. Anyway, next we have just a real fun, quick bit about Star Trek: The Next Generation. This is not a new series. Well, It could be, actually. So Star Trek Next Generation is no longer airing new episodes. We have Picard now. We have Discovery that's kind of ties into it. We have Strange New Worlds that's going to be happening as well. But we also have a YouTube channel by the name of Gazelle Automations that has given us an animated pilot for a series that could have been. This is the original Next Generation cast animated to look like the 70s original Star Trek animated series that happened as a kind of sort of prequel to the original Star Trek that happened in the 70s. So just a lot of fun. Go watch it. It's free on YouTube to watch and just yours to enjoy. That is what we have for TV streaming. Our suggestion for this is actually a lot of fun because I am, you know, the big Mortal Kombat nerd that I am. We're going to be suggesting Mortal Kombat Conquest. Conquest spelled with a C and not a K for reasons. I could really honestly explain it to you, but we don't have that kind of time. But yes, Conquest is totally worth a watch. It's, if you liked, like, say, Hercules back in the day or the Xena Warrior Princess series back in the day, this is. It's very similar to those. It just deals with Mortal Kombat IP, kind of its own mythology in the world of Mortal Kombat, just uses the characters in similar ways, but still a lot of fun. You get to learn kind of who the OG Kung Lao is in the mythology. Again, very, very loosely based on the gaming mythology, but still, I remember watching these episodes brand new when they were airing, and now my guys over at the Kamidogu podcast are doing a series on each. They're doing a rewatch series on the podcast, so definitely worth a watch. Go check out kamidogu.com and you can see the audio podcast where they're breaking down each episode and talking about them like you do in a rewatch podcast. And also, some of my writing exists up there as well. So a little bit of a shameless self-plug on top. But that's our suggestion. All right, so that was TV streaming. It was a huge, huge section. Dried me out. Before we get into the tiny, tiny movie section, I just want to jump in and remind you nerds that there is a live show that happens every Friday night, youtube.com/gentlemannerdy. Usually happens on Friday night, usually happens about 7:30, but it seems, you know, technical difficulties have a tendency to bump us back 5 to 10 minutes. Either way, 7:30 Friday nights is the place to get the live nerd news. You can join in chat. You can suggest things, news pieces to discuss in the show. It is all open for community interaction. For the first hour, roughly, we talk about the news. For the second hour, roughly, we do gaming. Halo has been in heavy rotation. Splitgate, Mortal Kombat are all regulars there. We did some Bioshock a couple weeks ago. All the things, you can join in and participate there, suggest games that I may have, hopefully, and we can get in the conversation on that as well. All of that being said, also, while you're here, because you made it this far in the video, there's a little bit more video left. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. If you haven't subscribed, do that as well. Do all of the things. I appreciate your faces, nerd. Go check out the merch on gentlemannerdy.net. And now let's get into the movie section. Movies. We are talking movies. Starting things off, I should have started with trailers. I don't know why I didn't. The notes got messed up. So we're going to start with news and move into trailers and then to suggestions. That being said, Super Mario Brothers is starting us off in movies and not the one you're thinking of, and probably not the other one you might be thinking of after that, but one that I honestly didn't even know existed until I saw this in the news. So we have an animated Mario series, or Mario movie rather. There was a series as well, but that's not what we're talking about. Animated Mario movie called Super Mario Brothers: The Great Mission to Rescue Princess Peach has been 4K restored again, thanks to people on YouTube. The group that did this calls themselves Femboy Films. You can link down in the description. You can watch the whole 4K remastered version of this movie in English, because originally only was in Japan. So they've done more than just the visuals. They've done the audio as well, which is brilliant. Go check it out. It's a lot of fun. There's also up on their channel how they made it and the kind of behind the scenes stuff. So you can get all that information up there as well. Again, free to watch right on the YouTubes. So have at it. Next on the news list, we have Streets of Rage. Apparently is the next Sega movie that is based on an IP that they own. And this is a very strange choice because I don't remember Streets of Rage having like a very deep story. So it kind of bodes well for them because they can't really screw it up because there's no story there to screw up. As long as you got lots of guys fighting and maybe a girlfriend gets kidnapped, you got it covered. Again, I'm kind of being very simplistic about it, but that's, I mean, there's four Streets of Rage games. That's basic plot for all four of them, as far as I remember. Anyway, so the next video game property is noteworthy on top of the fact that Sega's doing more movies because they got Derek Kolstad to write the spec script for this movie. Derek Kolstad, if you don't know, also wrote the first John Wick movie. I think he had something to do with the second John Wick movie as well. So really freaking crazy that you got the John Wick guy writing a script for Streets of Rage. I don't know, just all of those words make me laugh. Either way, that's what we got. We're moving on. We now are into trailers. We, of course, got the Thor Love and Thunder trailer that came out this week. And, I mean, it doesn't look too terrible, but it's just... There are people who have put it more eloquently than I, that there are things that they're just, there are issues with this franchise that are just perpetuating down the road with this movie that we can already see in the trailer. That being said, I just think it's going to be a lot of fun to see Christian Bale as Gore the God Butcher and all of the other things that are going to happen in this. It's just not going to do anything deep. And I don't know that that's necessary. I think the goal for this movie is let's make a fun movie. So they're going to make a fun movie. And that being what that is what we have for the movie section. So let's get into suggestions for the movie section. This one's going to be a little bit different. And honestly, I was debating if we should do this in movies or TV streaming because the suggestion is an unofficial bootleg universe release from Adi Shanker. There we go. Adi Shanker. The Power Rangers, the thing that kind of put him on the map with this bootleg universe stuff. It's not the first thing that exists in the bootleg universe, but it is probably the most noteworthy aside from the series that he just put on Netflix with it. And I honestly think this movie should happen still to this day. It's like a 7-year-old. It's like a 15-minute thing. Link to it is down in the description. It's so interesting. And not only the fact that it exists, but the people that he got in this, James Vanderbeek, what's her name from freaking Battlestar Galactica? I can never remember her dang name, but she's in it too. It's great. It's a lot of fun. If you haven't seen it, you really owe it to yourself to see it. Though, be warned, it does have some blood and adult language. And depending on which version, can't remember which one I've linked actually, but depending on which version you watch, there may or may not be some nudity as well. So, it's totally worth your time, though. Go watch it. That's our movie's suggestion, which rounds us very nicely into the rumor mill. So we've got all of the things in the rumor mill today. We first up have a refutation of a rumor that we actually didn't cover on the show. I did kind of hear rumblings about this, but I couldn't get any sort of verifiable source on this. So now we have a verifiable source saying that it's not going to happen, and that is dealing with David Lynch is not releasing a new movie. He's not actively working on a movie. The reason we know this is because he has told us himself, no, I'm not working on anything new. I don't have anything coming out in the next few years. Stop telling stories about me because that's my job. And that's what we've got for refutations. Don't have any confirmations though, sadly. So moving over to new sources, we do have a new source for Doctor Strange 2 saying that we're going to be seeing Tobey Maguire in Doctor Strange 2. It's a brand new source. We have heard this from other decent sources, which is why it is so high. If it was just based on this one source, it would not be this high. But 85% likelihood that we are going to be seeing Tobey Maguire in Doctor Strange 2. Pretty sure that's what we gave it last time we heard it because, again, brand new source, pretty weak source, no real track record yet. That's our new source. Now let's get into hardcore new rumors. First up, we have Arrowverse in the rumor mill, or as I and Kevin Smith prefer to call it, the Berlantiverse. Berlantiverse is apparently going to be rebooted, which is a weird thing to say about a TV universe, but apparently... We're looking at something to do with the Final Crisis kind of style of a reboot, which again, weird choices going on here. This is going to tie all of the properties together, though, which I find very interesting. It's going to not only be just the Berlantiverse, but all of the shows on the HBO Max platform and all of the movies, with the exception of anything done by Matt Reeves and anything done by J.J. Abrams. Those are going to be their own little pocket universes and exist outside of what is still being called the DC Extended Universe, according to this rumor. So we have effectively three universes that we're going to be dealing with. We're going to be the main DCEU, the Matt Reeves verse, and the Abrams verse. So I like how that could potentially work out, though I'm apprehensive to give this a very high likelihood because it is such a massive undertaking and DC has not had a great track record with such things. So I don't know that they would be trying, though it does kind of sound like something that might be happening with producers and whatnot. So all of that taken into consideration, about a 60% likelihood that we're going to see a reboot that then ties all of the extended universe together. Our next rumor has to do with Minecraft, but not like you think. There is a rumor going around, and it's a pretty decent rumor, that Jason Momoa is in active talks to star in a Minecraft movie. I know, that's kind of tripping over my words there because I don't know what to make of this, but it comes from a number of sources. All of those sources have sterling track records, so it's really hard for me to give this a low percentage likelihood. As a matter of fact, we're giving this a really high percentage of likelihood because of all of the sources. 85% likely we're going to see a Minecraft movie starring Jason freaking Momoa sometime in the next 3 to 5 years. That's just a strange thought to have. Next, we're talking about, this is an actual gaming rumor. This time we're talking about Halo Infinite. We just got kind of cryptic information from Certain Affinity, which was then kind of confirmed through a leaker, which was kind of going off of information he got from a podcast from somebody from Certain Affinity, so it kind of works its way into this circle. Certain Affinity is a gaming company that works with 343 Industries. They work on DLC content almost exclusively, and now the rumor is, and we've talked about this previously, but this is a different version of this rumor, that we're going to be getting a Battle Royale mode in Halo Infinite, and there have been a fair amount of leaks dealing with this as well. Specifically, we know that the code name for this, again, if we go by the leaks and the rumors, we know the code name for this is going to be, or is currently rather, Tatanka, much like, you know, Dances with Wolves. I don't know, apparently I'm just an old nerd because so many people that are talking about this rumor don't know how to say Tatanka. They only read it on the screen and go, Tatanka? It's Tatanka. It is the Sioux word, I believe, for buffalo. I don't know. There's some sort of wrestling reference that also deals with Tatanka. That one I don't remember because I was never huge into the wrestling. But either way, we have Halo Infinite getting a Battle Royale mode. Now, we have heard through no uncertain terms some executive types and publisher types who work for 343 say that they will not be introducing a Battle Royale mode into Halo Infinite. That's just not going to be a thing, according to them. Now, they could be playing a little word game there because 343 is not developing a Battle Royale mode for Halo Infinite, but somebody else could be. So potentially that's the way it's going. Though I honestly believe that it's going to be something that resembles Battle Royale, but is going to be very unique in the Halo universe. This also very well could tie into what we've been hearing from 343 about their broad initiative. They're trying to get more than just the Halo fans to play Halo. They want to get in on some of that action for the free-to-play games, much like the Battle Royales of the world. But also Splitgate falls into that category as well, because it has a bit of a higher game rate at the moment. So all of this taken into consideration. Also, the source pretty freaking solid because of the way that they've attached it to these, the hard facts that we do have. We're looking at probably a 70% likelihood. And that honestly is higher than I want it to be. I really don't think that it's going to be a quote unquote battle royale. I think we're going to see something that resembles battle royale, but we're also going to see something that resembles battle royale in a number of other multiplayer modes as well. We know that we're getting a Last Spartan Standing mode that is going to resemble a battle royale because it has a closing circle of death like all of the other battle royales. So I don't know. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of what flavor it happens with, I guess is a way to put that. Moving right along, though, our next rumor has to do with Jet Set Radio. More gaming rumors. We talked in the gaming section about Crazy Taxi is in development right now on current generation platforms from Sega. And then attached to that is speculation and rumor from a couple of pretty good sources saying that Jet Set Radio is going to be the next announced game, and they've actually begun early production on the reboot for Jet Set Radio. This makes a lot of sense to me because Jet Set Radio was huge back in the day for Sega. Why would they not want to do this with their, what was the name of it? The Super Game Project. Yeah, no, I think this is a pretty safe bet. Though, we have no one saying anything solid this way aside from one. No, I apologize. There were a couple of sources, but I believe those couple of sources are all coming from the same quote unquote leak. So 75% likely that Jet Set Radio is going to be the next Super Game Project game that we get from Sega. And that, Nerdy Legion, is the end of the episode. There is more news to talk about. You just got to go back a little ways to listen to that. Or you can join me on the YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy, so you can get all of the news and not just the truncated version that I do right here on Nerdy Legion. Or if you didn't find me on Nerdy Legion, then go check out nerdylegion.com. If you're interested in more comic book and comic lifestyle things, you can go check out all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. Thank you very much, nerds, for joining me here, and tune in next time. Until then, nerds, we'll see you there.